For more than 70 years, Tropicana has been adding to the American breakfast by getting freshly squeezed orange juice from Florida into grocery stores across the U.S. Joining us today to discuss Florida citrus is Pat Wiemet, Chief Greening Officer at Tropicana. Pat, before we talk about citrus greening and the impact of the hurricane season, can you please share some Florida facts about Tropicana?
Absolutely, Greg. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you and your members today. One of the central facts we'd like to share is Tropicana is synonymous with Florida. As Greg mentioned, our roots go back to 1947 when Anthony Rossi first started selling orange juice locally in western Florida. Tropicana since then has made a huge impact to Florida agriculture and economy. We contribute today about $2 billion per year to the Florida economy. We also employ thousands of employees at our two processing plants, one that's on the West Coast in Bradenton, Florida, and the other one that we have in Fort Pierce. We also work with about 100 Florida growers per year. Many of them we've been working with for several generations because we don't grow our own citrus. We collaborate with the growers here in Florida to get the oranges that we squeeze into juice. A couple other fun facts are just that at the peak of fruit harvest or seasoning, we get about 350 truckloads of fresh oranges that arrive at the Bradenton facility every day, and we squeeze about 47 million oranges each day.
Wow. So 350 truckloads a day and squeezing 47 million oranges a day. Is that the number I got right?
Yep, that's correct.
Wow, that's huge. And one of the big impacts to having that number be higher, of course, is citrus greening, which has been threatening your industry, as far as I can tell, since 2008. I would like to ask you to share with us what greening is and how it impacts the citrus crop.
Absolutely. So citrus greening right now is the most important challenge facing citrus worldwide. So it's not just a Florida problem. It's a problem everywhere in the world that grows citrus crops, except for Australia. And not only is it an issue because it's impacting the crops, but it's also the complexity in finding a solution. Currently, there's no proven cure anywhere in the world. So in simple terms, how greening works is that it's a plant disease that's spread by an insect that's about the size of the tip of a pencil. It's called the Asian citrus psyllid. The psyllid feeds on the stems and leaves of citrus. And when feeding, it infects with a bacteria that causes greening. The greening that results impacts the ability of nutrients to move from the leaves, stems, roots, and fruit, and therefore blocking the availability of nutrients. And so what we see are the oranges stay smaller, and they tend to take on taste characteristics that are more of immature fruit. So they'll taste more sour and bitter than what we traditionally have seen of our sweet, juicy oranges. The second part, you know, of your questions about how it impacts the citrus crop. So since the disease took over in 27-28, it's ravaged about 100,000 acres of orange groves, and it's reduced the crop steadily every year by an average of about 12-13%. So this year's Florida orange crop is only about half of what it was about 10 years ago. And also the number of growers, processing plants, and fresh fruit packing houses are all down by about 50% or more in the last decade. So it's had a pretty devastating impact on our rural areas.
So what can be done about citrus greening? You know, that was the one thing that I was having a hard time finding in my research is that, you know, do you cut down the trees? Do you kill the insect? I mean, I know you said that there is no proven cure, but what can be done about it?
Well, as there are no proven cures, we're really optimistic that one will be found. There's several solutions that are currently being explored by some of the best agricultural scientists in the world, and many of them are right here at our University of Florida. A recent report by the National Academy of Sciences indicated that there probably won't be a silver bullet solution to greening, but it's rather going to be a combination of different agricultural practices that are going to come into play to help control the insect, the bacteria, and help the plant get over the symptoms caused by the infection. So Tropicana is working hard to fight the greening process, both in our research and development, as well as boots on the ground. So we support research and field testing and the implementation of different approaches to prevent, treat, and manage citrus greening. So we're working with our growers, focusing on a wide range of ways to help growers manage their growth and stay profitable while spraying for insects and controlling bacterial proliferation. Those include the citrus health management areas, or what we call CHIMAs, nutritional programs, antibacterials, CRISPR technology, replanting and breeding. We have investments in working and collaborating across all those zones to bring solutions to growers. And then as we're working towards the solutions, one of our key objectives is to make sure people are educated on the realities of greening. While it's devastating to our crop, it doesn't impact the overall safety, quality, or nutritional value of orange juice.
The USDA's latest crop update shows Florida had one of the worst citrus seasons in decades. This season's orange crop was down 35% from previous years. Grapefruit also took a significant dip as well, down 49% from last season. Hurricane Irma, a big part to blame in this. But talk to us about where Tropicana and its growers are in the recovery phase after Hurricane Irma's impact from last year.
Well, like you said, you know, we get faced in Florida with a bunch of curveballs that Mother Nature throws at us. But Irma wasn't the first one we've had. We've seen other diseases, hurricanes and freezes, you name it. They seem to come across the shores of Florida. But citrus greening, as I said, poses, you know, the unprecedented threat. That's why we're working, you know, relentlessly to find solutions to protect the livelihoods of our growers. And make sure that orange juice stays a nutritional staple within the world's diet. Right now, we see our growers are recovering fairly well. We see that the crop seems to be rebounding this year, but many of them are still impacted from the loss of crop last year, so they're really relying and waiting urgently for the Hurricane Irma disaster recover funding that they can get from the government as relief for some of the impact that we're seeing. We saw another 10% of growers actually drop out of the industry towards the end of 2017, and we're seeing consolidation into larger corporations of citrus. So mostly the smaller to lower mid-sized growers are being impacted the hardest and therefore more in need of those disaster recovery funds.
Right, so it seems like you mentioned that Congress approved a $2.3 billion disaster aid package recently to help get growers back on their feet. I guess the question is, and perhaps you can answer this from your perspective, is that enough, and how do farmers use that funding to get back on track?
Okay. So this is one of many examples of how there's more commitment and resources today more than ever before dedicated to beating citrus greening. The government is well aware of how much of an issue it is, and they fund granting sources through MAC, NEFA, USDA, anywhere in the range from $26 million to $36 million a year towards greening. And some of that money comes right out of our farm bill. The disaster aid in particular is badly needed to help overcome the double hit of the greening and the hurricane. So the money that's been appropriated by Congress, but the deals of the big block grant and the program are still being defined by the USDA. Some of the smaller assistance programs for the hurricane relief, like the WIP program, will provide assistance for the smaller growers. It's already underway, and there's workshops that are going to be provided in July explaining questions like the one you just asked. But typically growers are looking at, can they replant, getting assistance on replanting trees that they've lost or grows. That's where we see the two grants really helping them reestablish, is the replanting of trees or material that they've lost during the hurricane and as a result of citrus greening.